The General Assembly directed the Department of Rail and Public Transportation to conduct the Bedford study. It's due in December. Advocates of a Bedford Amtrak stop presented their own study earlier this year. But the DRPT's Chief of Rail Transportation, Peter Burris, says this one will be different.
We're roping in other partners that were not considered as part of that study, like the people who own the railroad, Norfolk Southern, as well as Amtrak.
The previous study found that a Bedford Amtrak stop would attract 26,000 passengers a year. But Burris says their report will include other operational and cost considerations.
And look at what Norfolk Southern would require if a station were to be built.
Burris says, count on one thing, service to Roanoke is on schedule with initial projections, sure to begin, he says, in fall of next year. Evan Jones, WFIR News.